person deprived of their liberty. And I would like to give you some information from our point of view, from the point of view of the National Preventive Mechanism under OPCAT. And I would like to focus on three issues. And the first issue is that the about the Italian MPM. The Italian MPM so far, I mean for the time being, is represented by the national guarantor and is full functional. And this is the state of play, and I can explain it better later. And the second issue is the fact that the national guarantor carry out regular visits to all places of deprivation of liberty in Italy, both the jure and de facto. In this regard, we have unrestricted access to the vessels, to the ships, I mean, and when harbors are closed. And I can spend a few words on the Ciotti case, if you want. And the third issue is I would like to underline the presence of a new kind of situation, not previously determined, a new kind of situation in the field of administrative detention of migrants to be implemented in facilities different from dedicated centers. And this is the issue of suitable facilities. That is a notion not previously determined. And last but not least, you can find tracks of our activity in our recent third relation to the Italian Parliament and in other recent publications that I have here and that I can leave to your secretariat after the meeting, if you want. And I would like, from this point of view, to underline the recent publication of national guidelines on administrative detention drafted by the National Guarantor for Italy. Okay. So I take the three issues in order. So the situation of the Italian NPM is the following. Italy, the original idea is having a network of local and national guarantors, okay? But at the moment, we can say that the Italian National Preventive Mechanism is represented only by the national guarantor, and the national guarantor is fully functional. The reasons why we can say this is that the problem was a lack of homogeneity in the norms regulating the single local guarantors. So, but the system is full functional, is full operating since March 2016, and we carry out regular visits on the whole territory of Italy. Okay. So we carry out visits on the whole territory. So we have jurisdiction of in every field of deprivation of liberty. I mean, prisons for adults and juveniles and administrative detention of migrants and deprivation of liberty de facto on ships and in the hotspots and in the social and health care homes. And we only during last year, we have visited over than 100 places of deprivation of liberty, and after every visit we draft recommendations to the administrative authorities in charge of deprivation of liberty, and we address recommendations we address these reports to these administrative authorities, and we give a deadline of 30 days to the national and local authorities. And after this deadline, we publish. We will publish every report. And if we have a reply from the state, from the public administration, we publish this document too. And about the second the second issue, I would like only to say that that it is a good thing that we can have unrestricted access to places of deprivation of liberty de facto. I mean hotspots, and I mean vessels and ships on which we consider that there is a deprivation of liberty. I mean the case of closed harbors. And I would like to, at the end, to underline this new kind of situation. I have said the issue of suitable facilities, and so I can say about it that last year it was adopted a law decree, the law decree number 113, and it was adopted in the year 2018. And this law decree on irregular migrants widens the list of places in which to carry out the foreign nationals' temporary enforced stay for the purposes of expulsion. If there is no availability in the dedicated centers for repatriations, the judicial authority may authorize the temporary stay of the migrant in other suitable facilities in law enforcement agencies availability for a maximum of 4 days. And if the necessity is still manifest, the judicial authority may authorize the temporary stay of the alien at most for further 2 days in suitable premises of the border police office. So overall, the subject can be held for 6 days for expulsion purposes in these places. Therefore, an indefinite framework of detention places is opening, and it is based on a generic notion of suitability, not previously determined, whose verification is entrusted essentially to the public administration and only abstractly to the judicial screening. So I'm concluding. At the moment, the problem, what is the problem? There is no updated official mapping of these places that the guarantor can use for the implementation of a program of visits. But on the other hand, we can consider that the law enforcement agencies actually are not applying these provisions yet, and has requested to the national guarantor an official opinion about the notion of suitability to be applied.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We have to answer to a lot of questions. I ask, please, all the colleagues to be very precise and not to use too much time. Now I give the floor to the Department for Detained Persons, l'amministrazione penitenziaria, DAP, come vi chiamo, l'amministrazione penitenziaria. Please.